Healthcare companies, unfortunately, are definitely prime targets for hackers. And as a healthcare organization, not only do you need to increase and improve security measures so you're not a target, you also need to make sure that you are addressing and are compliant with the various government security policies and regulations pertaining to the industry. Hey there, folks. James Hilliard back with you. With me today is Larry Carmichael. Larry is the channel account manager at Trend Micro. And on this episode of Connection Point, we are going to be discussing how to address those IT security and compliance needs for healthcare organizations. So, Larry, really do appreciate you taking time and joining me today. Want to start with a couple of basics focused on HIPAA here. I think most folks are aware of HIPAA, but what I'd love for you to do is kind of quickly take us through the evolution of where it was, where it is now. A bit later on, I'm going to ask you where you think it might kind of be evolving to, because this has been in evolution here. So let's start with the basics and, again, maybe some of the key components and who it applies to these days.
Sounds good. HIPAA stands for Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. And it was really created back in 1996, but the current form was approved in 2003. Now, the first part really dealt with things like pre-existing conditions and COBRA benefits and stuff. The second part that was approved in 2003 dealt with things such like healthcare fraud and abuse of what they call electronic protected health information. That's what they abbreviate now as EPAHI. Now, the problem with the whole HIPAA requirements are they're very, very vague. The wording of the document is not really, really clear as to exactly what it means. For example, one of the requirements states that computers have to be shut down if they haven't been used for a predetermined period of time, but no one really tells you what that predetermined period of time is. Is it 2 hours or 10 hours? So there's a lot of real vagueness in there. Some of the requirements that HIPAA gives you are required, which means that the customer must implement them immediately. Then there's also requirements that are listed as what they call addressable. Now, you still have to meet the requirements, but the customer may be able to put something in writing to clarify exactly how they understand that specific requirement to be met and how they've really interpreted it for their own environment. You know, HIPAA applies to all hospitals and doctors and dentists and even all of their business associates. So if a hospital or a doctor has an attorney, then that attorney's office has to also meet all HIPAA requirements.
Wide-reaching, there is the vagueness. I had mentioned there's been an evolution. As things stand today, who's responsible for enforcing HIPAA regulations, and how have the penalties evolved? Because now they have, my understanding is, a little more teeth than they used to.
Exactly. They used to not have really any teeth at all. Now it's actually gotten pretty teethy, actually, I'd say. Now the customer themselves is responsible for designating somebody known as a privacy officer. And this person is actually there to make sure that all HIPAA requirements have been met by them. And if any clarification is needing, like on the addressable items we mentioned above, that person is responsible for clarifying it for that specific customer. Now, the Office for Civil Rights, OCR, is responsible for enforcing all the HIPAA requirements. And they can fine customers now for not meeting those requirements. Gradually over the years, the penalties have increased quite a bit, and right now you can be fined up to $1.5 million per calendar year, depending on the severity of the issue and whether or not the missing of the requirement was due to what they call willful neglect. And the first account that was ever fined for not meeting HIPAA requirements was an account called the Hospice of North Idaho, and they were fined $50,000. And just to let you know, the Hospice of North Idaho is now a Trend Micro account.
Well, I did not know that, and I think it's a great little transition here. I think a good setup that you've given us. I wanted to slide in at this point to talk about Trend Micro's focus on security products. I wanted to get a little idea here, Liz, and folks, this will not be an exhaustive list, but we want to start the conversation and share with you some of the endpoint solutions that are offered that Trend Micro helps in meeting HIPAA regulations. It's assisting those healthcare customers out there. So what do we have? What are the top couple of ideas out there?
Well, what you've got is a couple of required components, part of endpoint protection. Some of these would be things like physical safeguards. It's protecting the actual workstation itself. And then there's technical safeguards, like audit controls. Now, when you look at things like the physical safeguards, terminology from HIPAA is kind of vague. They say something like implement physical safeguards for all workstations that access EPAHI to restrict access to authorized users. Really vague. But when you actually look at the requirements, the physical safeguards, we're looking at two products that meet the requirements of the required field. And that's going to be our full disk encryption product and our data loss prevention product. Now, when you look at some of the addressable requirements from HIPAA, you've got full disk encryption, which meets the access control under the technical safeguards, and you've got email encryption that meets what they call transmission security. And, of course, addressable also requires something called antivirus protection. And if you look at all of these products, the antivirus, the email protection, the full disk encryption, and the data loss prevention, Trend Micro is able to meet every single one of these requirements with one solution we have, and that's called our Smart Protection Complete Suite.
And the idea of it being a suite and comprehensive has got to go over well with customers because, again, of that vagueness of not knowing, well, do I need this for that and then this one for that one, or is there a suite option that covers us all? And that's what it really seems like you're able to provide out there. What other kind of HIPAA requirements are there, other ones that Trend Micro is able to meet and help customers with?
There are other requirements over and above endpoint products that are required to be met. Some of these are what they call security management process. Now, that's really vague as to what they really mean. When they say something like security management process, what they're looking for is something that says regularly review system activity, logs, audits, trails, etc. When you actually look at exactly what they're asking for there, they're looking for something in a logging process. Trend Micro has a product in our deep security line of products called Log Inspection that will meet that requirement. Under the addressable section, there's also things like a mechanism to authenticate electronic personal health information, integrity controls, and security awareness and training. These are also met by our deep security product, things such as our Log Inspection and our file integrity monitoring. So if you combine both our endpoint protections, our Smart Protection Complete Suite, and our deep security line of products, I believe that you'll be able to meet the majority of the HIPAA requirements.
Again, we're dealing with a law, you know, 20 years old, 13 or so when it comes to the idea of a lot of the technical aspect of things and dealing with the evolution of technology. What are you seeing? And I teased this a bit earlier in terms of what may be kind of enforced next, or what area of business, of a healthcare business, that HIPAA might start kind of targeting in terms of regulations. Again, we had mentioned some things got more teethy as this thing has evolved. Right. Looking into your mirror ball, right? Seeing what we've got coming in the next year mm-hmm. or so. Well, what do you see out there, Larry?
Yeah, I really haven't seen HIPAA really address cloud-based products yet. Everything that we've looked at before addresses desktops, laptops, servers, the network itself. But HIPAA hasn't really addressed the cloud yet. So what happens when your customer starts using something like Office 365? Then that presents a security issue that HIPAA really needs to start looking at. And Trend Micro has a product specifically designed for Office 365, and it's called our Cloud App Security Solution. Now, there's another issue. Microsoft 2003 It went end of life this year. And it was a great, great server operating system. And a lot of customers in the healthcare industry really adopted that Microsoft 2003. They started creating custom applications for it, et cetera, and they can't move off that operating system. Well, what we've got here at Trend Micro is a product. It's a virtual patching product that will prevent any of the vulnerabilities that may still be seen in Microsoft 2003. Even though Microsoft's not supporting any longer, we'll be able to support it through our virtual patching product.
Hey, Larry, good stuff there. Do appreciate it. And, you know, again, what I'm hearing here from the whole conversation, kind of one of my big takeaways, the vagueness is still a big part of the HIPAA regulation. Trend Micro has taken the time to look at it, try and provide clarity to customers. And as you were just talking about there, looking a little bit into the future of what may be, right? Anticipating what might be under the umbrella of HIPAA moving forward. So do appreciate that insight. Folks, with the complexity of healthcare regulations, obviously you out there need security that help you easily audit and demonstrate compliance on a variety of levels. And you certainly can't afford to have malware or unessential content bringing down the IT services that patients are relying on. Really do appreciate all of you taking time to listen through our conversation here today. I'm glad Larry was able to provide some insights and talk a little bit about the solutions to help support you within the health information security area with HIPAA compliance. If you are interested in learning more about Trend Micro, their solutions, as well as the security services that are offered by the PC Connection Inc. family of companies, that's PC Connection, Gov Connection, and more direct, then I encourage you to visit pcconnection.com/health, or you can call 1-800-395-8685. Also, if you'd like to send us an email, happy to receive that, connect@pcconnection.com. With that, we're going to wrap up this Connection Point episode. Do appreciate, again, you taking time to join us. My name is James Hilliard, and we do look forward to talking to you all down the road.